We waste no time and head out to the Progressive guest line right now and bring on a former MLB All-Star, a two-time World Series champion, and a dad of eight, the great Johnny Damon, joining us now on the Jake Asper Show. Johnny, thanks so much for a few minutes this morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Jake, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let me start with this. You're a dad of eight, and we've all been locked up in our homes during this quarantine period of our lives. How have you been able to handle that, Johnny?
Well, there's a good thing that I've had two vasectomies, so I believe I am done having kids. And, you know, we were very blessed to play Major League Baseball for 18 years, and I've been living in Florida for over 40 years. And, you know, Florida wasn't hit quite as hard as the bunch of other places, and you know, most of us have swimming pools down here, so we kept the kids busy. The tough thing was doing their schoolwork at home. I mean, that was driving me nuts, and I commend all the teachers out there. Much respect to you, and let's start school real soon, please.
Well said. So let me get your perspective on just the ongoing negotiations between the owners and players. Obviously, you're a former player. You mentioned it. You played 18 years in the major league. So what is your perspective when you look at this back and forth that we have between the two sides?
You know, it's very difficult, and I know both sides mean very well. You know, I'm always going to side with the Players Association because they meant so much for me. I just hope they can come to a common ground. You know, unfortunately, I think playing baseball up north right now will be very difficult. And I feel like you tell these guys to start getting ready now. We'll strike up a deal real soon. We'll have 2 weeks of spring training, and let's try to get started, you know, in July and just get the season going. And, I mean, these players are all in pretty good shape. I think a bunch of the veteran players, you know, this time off could make them think about retiring more. They're enjoying their time at home. And the younger players, I know they have to watch out for their future, so they don't want to rush to get back. But I think most players are have been staying in shape. And, you know, we just want it quicker. You know, we want baseball now. And, you know, if they're not going to have fans in the stands, it's I feel like it should be the Fort Myers Red Sox for a couple weeks, the Tampa Yankees, the Rays, obviously. But I feel like starting down here in Florida, Arizona, and possibly Vegas might be the smartest way to go, because if you're going to wait till cities are less afraid of the pandemic, or if it's over, it can take forever to set a schedule. So I feel like schedules down in Florida, kind of like the spring training setup, works the best going forward. But that's just my opinion. I mean, they really don't want my opinion.
Johnny Damon with us here, two-time World Series champion, joining us on the Jake Asmund Show. If you were still playing today, Johnny, given your family circumstances and given just what we've seen this pandemic do to the country, would you be considering playing? Would you come back and play, or would you maybe sit out and decide that this is not for you?
Yeah, I would do my very best to try to play, because retirement is a long time. And once it happens, you start missing the game. I mean, I got to experience it firsthand. You know, I have a good year with Tampa Bay, and I couldn't get a job until May 1st the next year. So I'm 11 weeks late for the season, and that's really tough for a veteran player to just jump in there and start hitting, especially when you do have your kids and you're playing golf and you're hanging out with your guys, and you get that call. And I'm like, well, if there's an opportunity, I would love to play. So that's why I did. And I struggled early, but turning on late, but you know, it's just, it was time to go. So it's unfortunate, but I would try to play, but if my body didn't respond a couple of workouts into spring training, I would pack it up and get on with the rest of my life.
Johnny, if it is just a 50-game season when it's all said and done, how will you view whoever wins the World Series? Will you look at them as a true champion? Will you try and, you know, point out that, oh, well, it's only 50 games, there's an asterisk there? How will players around the sport view just a 50-game season if that's what we end up with?
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely crown the champion. And, I mean, it's great. I mean, a 50-game season to crown a champion, I'm all for that, you know. And I know 162 games is a grind. I know there's other sports like soccer that have other types of championships, you know. Maybe something like that can happen in the future, and we get the best teams in a couple areas and just see who's the best. But, of course I'm going to crown them champions. And I'm glad that I did not experience a strike. I know we were close, but I'm glad that I was able to play 162 games, even though it's absolutely grueling. These guys should all be top-notch and ready to go in 50 games. They should be able to get themselves prepared for most of the games.
Two-time World Series champion Johnny Damon joining us here on the Jake Asman Show on our Progressive Guest Line. You know, Johnny, the players keep saying that they're not going to take any more pay cuts. They agree to the prorated salaries, and they want to be paid their full prorate for however many games there are. The owners are saying, well, we need you to take more of a cut because there's no fans in the stands and we're losing revenue. If you were a player, would you be trying to compromise with the owners, or would you continue to take the same, have the same mentality that the players have rallied around thus far, that, hey, no more cuts, we agreed to prorate, and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, if they've agreed to something already, I mean, I feel like they should move towards that. I mean, you've got to feel for both sides, and the players are absolutely correct. Playing with no fans is going to be tough. I know the owners are losing a lot of money. There's not a win-win situation. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm always going to play side with the Players Association. I do know they need to work it out because, I mean, we're going to need baseball fans, and we can't hurt the fans and not give them baseball in a season. I mean, they are they can't wait. You know, they've been waiting for so long. And, I mean, I think for the fans, both sides really need to get together and pull together and make something work, even if it means adjusting for next year's payroll and all that stuff. Just try to make both sides happy. That always seems to be the best thing to do.
No doubt about it, as we spent a few minutes here with Johnny Damon, two-time World Series champion. Let's talk about your career for a moment, Johnny, because I'm a huge Yankee fan, so you were one of my favorite players growing up. But I'll start with what happened in 04, and then we'll quickly, hopefully, move past it. It's too painful for me to discuss. But being a part of a team in 04 with the Red Sox that wins a championship for the first time in 86 years, and then years later going to New York and winning with the Yankees in 09, your career is fascinating, as you're one of just a few players to win a championship with both the Yankees and the Red Sox. How often do you think about just how wild your major league career was?
Oh, man, I love it every single day. I feel like I was in the right places at the right time. And obviously, creating my legacy and the way I played the game, but, you know, winning in Boston after 86 years, especially with that comeback, and then going off to New York, closing out the old Yankee Stadium with the game-winning home run, even though it wasn't the last one, but it was the game-winning home run, getting the first hit at New Yankee Stadium, winning a championship there, George Steinbrenner's last championship. I mean, I didn't want it to end. You know, I wish it could keep on going. And, I mean, just a wonderful ride, and I'm glad that I earned the respect of fans, not just Yankee fans, Red Sox fans, but fans throughout the league. I really think they appreciated the way I handled myself, the way I enjoyed the game, the way I hustled, the way I never made excuses. You know, that's just how I was raised, you know, just always try to do your best and know your opponents are always trying to do their best too. And, you know, for kids, I know baseball is a failure sport and it's real tough for them to like bounce back, but you know, it's fun. Your mind has to think 100 miles per hour, whether you're hitting or playing the field, and it's such a fun game. So I encourage these kids, hopefully we can get outside and start playing baseball with your teams. But it's a fun game, and it's okay to fail, and just get back out there and just keep on doing your best.
Johnny Damon with us here. I would argue that your defining moment with the Yankees came during the World Series, where you stole two bases on the same play against the Phillies, and that ended up setting your team up with a chance to steal that game four and then eventually close out the Phillies in six. Go back to that play, though, the double steal. Take us through what happened on that play, because when you think about all-time Yankee playoff moments, that's right up there with, as any of the greatest that we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, well, Brad Lynch was doing very good. He struck out the first two hitters. I had a 10 or 11 pitch at bat. I knew we had to score because if we didn't, they'd coming up in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, it's pretty much game over. I mean, their offense packed a punch, and very well, the World Series could have been over for us. So I was like, I need to get into scoring position. I'm not going to see how quick he is. I'm just hoping he lifts his leg. I mean, I'm a good enough base stealer to stop if he's really quick to the plate. So I've been thinking about that the whole year because with Teixeira, there was always the shift. So he didn't like me to steal bases when he was hitting. So I hardly ever went during the season. And I knew in the World Series we had to score, we had to win. So I said, let's go. First pitch, I'm gone. And just saw how everything unfolded in front of my eyes and the throw going behind me. And just nobody practices that play. And I know everybody was in absolute shock. And, you know, I love hearing about it, you know, from all types of fans. You know, they were saying, what in the heck is this guy doing? Has he absolutely lost his mind? Did he go back to the Red Sox days and start doing shots of Jack Daniels in the clubhouse? All that good stuff. But scoring from third base is a lot easier than scoring from second, and especially the arms that those guys had in the outfield. I mean, you had Worth, Victorino, and who was in left. They just had strong arms. And from third base, I can score on a wild pitch. Doesn't have to get too far. An infield single. So I know the value of being closer to home plate. I mean, that's a good reason why I scored 1,668 runs in my career. And very proud of that.
Johnny Damon with this year. So you won in Boston, you won in New York. Describe the similarities and describe the differences in winning a championship in those two starved baseball towns.
Well, obviously they're both very special, but winning after 86 years in Boston and the Duck Parade that took, felt like 4 or 5 hours with no bathrooms, and it was freezing cold, and just the great fans of Boston just out there cheering for us the whole time was tremendous. And we went around the whole city. Like for New York, number 27, we had some guys who stepped up big time for us. And, you know, they made it a lot about, you know, the core four winning their fifth, and they should. And, you know, it was a very special anytime you could win that many championships. I really wanted to come back. The parade route was absolutely crazy, but I guess you can't shut down the entire city of New York. So we had our street blocks ready to go. There was a lot of hurry up and wait. And when the parade was over, I was like, that's it, really? Because I know New York has to be a lot more structured than, say, Boston when it comes to parades, especially since Red Sox hadn't won 86 years.
Johnny, when I look back at that 2009 Yankees lineup that you were a part of, I would argue it's as good of a lineup as we've seen in the last 25 years in baseball, maybe longer. I mean, when you have a guy like Robinson Cano hitting 7th or 8th in the lineup, you, Derek Jeter, Mark Teixeira had an MVP caliber year. Obviously, A-Rod came back and was great when he returned. I mean, that lineup is as good as I have ever seen the Yankees have, and you were a part of it. When you think back of how special that team was, what was it like to be a part of a lineup that every day you guys were finding ways to just score a million runs, it felt like?
Well, I'll put that lineup against any lineup in the history of baseball. I mean, yeah, we may be off the top, but, I mean, I think you can make a strong case for us. I mean, that lineup was so good, and what made us so good during the playoffs as well is we never had to change our lineup. Like, our guys, Matsui and I and Cano, we hit left-handers just as good as righties, so we never had to switch, like me from the 2 spot to the 8 spot, and Matsui like taking a day off or something. Like, our lineup stayed the same the whole year, which Jeter, myself, Tex, A-Rod, you got probably Posada, Cano, and Matsui all right there. Then you have Swisher at 8, Milky at 9. I mean, it's, you never had to change your lineup. And that's the problem I feel the Yankees have had, you know, why they haven't won in a while is because if you have a bunch of lefties and righties, guys sit now, there's a lot of sabermetrics, and, you know, it's just overthinking for my part, and I'm just glad that I was able to hit most lefties very well.
Johnny Damon with us here. Final question for me, Johnny, then we'll let you go. You were in the movie Fever Pitch. You had a cameo in the movie, and of course the movie is all about the 04 Red Sox, but there's a very funny line in the movie where a fan yells out that Johnny Damon has the nicest rear end in the league. When you think back to that scene and just being a part of that movie, how much fun was it looking back on it?
Oh, man, it was so fun, and I'm glad that it's still looking very good. Working with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore was incredible, and the fact that they changed the script because they were going to have the Red Sox lose, but when we ended up winning, they made sure Drew Barrymore and Fallon were on the field with us after game four celebrating to make this movie over the top, and just a lot of great memories, and people still ask me about my rear end all the time, and, you know, it's still pretty good, guys, so... Just ask my wife. I mean, we have 8 kids. So,
well said. Johnny Damon has been our guest here on the Jake Asmus Show. Johnny, I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure to watch you in New York for all those years. And, you know, I'm glad to see you're doing well in retirement. And definitely, you know, hopefully next time we talk, we can actually, you know, discuss some real baseball being played. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, guys. Take care. All my best.
Johnny David joining us there on the Progressive Guest Line. Great spot with him. Brought to you by Progressive. Quote, buy, and save on your home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com.